Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement. The thrift shop is undergoing some renovations, so while that's happening, we've hunkered down here in the dusty shelves of the Bargain Basement. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening on WMNB LP 107.1 in North Adams. We started off the show with The Three Sons from Movin' and Groovin'. We heard Some of These Days. And Some of These Days, I've got to do something with all of these records and tapes that are kind of moldering away here in the Bargain Basement. All right, let's drop the needle.
Thank you.
Mr. Preston Epps and Bongo in the Congo from his album Bongo Bongo Bongo. Can't even say that three times. Before that, of course, Henry Mancini from the album Mr. Lucky Goes Latin. We heard Cowbells and Coffee Beans. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement on WMNBLP 107.1 in North Adams, Massachusetts.
This is Bird Note. Polar bears, mighty predators of the Arctic, hunt seals and their pups on sea ice. But a warming Arctic means longer seasons without ice, and the early return of polar bears to land. Their untimely arrival coincides with droves of birds sitting on a bounty of eggs. Depending on where a polar bear is in the Arctic, there may be common eiders, thick-billed murres, little auks, glaucous gulls, lesser snow geese, and barnacle geese on the menu. While bears feed primarily on eggs and chicks, they will take the occasional adult if they can grab one. Unfortunately, a single clutch of eggs is no substitute for a seal rich in fat. So, hungry polar bears go from one nest to another, and then another, until they've eaten their way through pretty much all of the nests in a colony. The fate of these birds is unknown, but at least one bird is getting some help. On Cooper Island, off the coast of Alaska, where nesting black guillemots are vulnerable to predation, scientists have placed polar bear-proof nest cases to give the birds a fighting chance. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Hold on a minute. I should have warned you before springing that on you so early in the morning. Take a breath. All right, it's Maynard Ferguson, MacArthur Park. Thank you. Well, if that didn't wake you up, no amount of coffee will.
Thank you.
You may ask yourself, how did I get here? You stumbled into the bargain basement of the Radio Thrift Shop, featuring the dustiest grooves on the planet. Literally.